Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. Each July, the Edge Center for the Arts in Big Fork hosts the Stages Theater Company from Hopkins, Minnesota. Stages Theater Company's content always focuses on children's stories, fables, or novels. This weekend, Shrek the Musical takes the Edge Center stage. We've got Sandy Boren Barrett on the line with us. She is the Artistic Director and CEO of Stages Theater Company. Hi, Sandy. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. So tell us, what is Stages Theater Company?
Well, Stages Theater Company is a theater for young audiences. We are housed in the Twin Cities area, Hopkins specifically. And we are a professional theater company that provides education and production opportunities to young people across the Twin Cities area and across the state of Minnesota. So we're excited to be back in Big Fork again for what we believe we've determined to be our ninth year, I think.
Wow. So is it mostly children that are in the theater company?
Well, our cast are primarily young people. We use several adults in our productions, but we provide opportunities for young people to play significant and meaningful roles, which means most of the material that we select will always have young people playing the lead roles. We have two adults coming up with Shrek the Musical. We have an adult playing the role of Lord Farquaad and an adult playing the role of the dragon. But Shrek, Fiona, Donkey, all of the fairy tale characters, all of the Duloc characters are played by young people.
The donkey. I just love the donkey.
Who doesn't love the donkey, right?
I know. So, you know, you've been involved with Stages Theater for a long time, 30 years or so?
Yep. Since 1990, I have been on full-time staff there. And a couple of years before that as a resident artist. So I have been with the company quite a long time, yes.
How have the children changed over those 30 years? Do you notice anything different in kids?
You know, to be honest with you, young people are young people are young people. What changes is the world around them. And I find that technology has become such a big part of their world. At the end of the day, you know, they want to have fun hanging out with each other, creating art and learning from each other as much as they did, you know, 25 years ago. They do it in different ways. But at the end of the day, we ask them to shut their phones off and communicate with each other. And I think that the use of technology is what has really changed for our young people. But they are still amazing, engaging, creative, curious humans. And by that, you know, no matter what happens, that's who they are at their core.
Are all the youth in the Stages Theater Company experienced, or is that not necessarily a requirement?
No, we have a couple of cast members this year who are first-timers to Stages, and anyone can audition. We auditioned about 200 young people for this production, and it was kids ages 10 to, you know, 18. And so this is the 25 young people who were cast in the show, and they're all really talented, gifted kids.
We're talking to Sandy Boren Barrett from Stages Theater Company from Hopkins. They will be in Big Fork this weekend. They're bringing Shrek the Musical to the stage. What do you think theater does for a kid?
Well, I think theater for a participant on any level, including audience members, allows them to sort of see the world a creative way, to have things that they imagine come to life in front of them. And I think theater does it unlike movies because they're breathing humans in front of them. So if they make noise, or I tell the kids in the show, when you hear them, it can feed you as an actor, as a participant, but also the audience gets so much more because these are real humans in front of them. And because in most cases they're young people, they see themselves better in the characters. So it is a craft that is rigorous. The kids that come up to Big Fork have such a great time, but they know they are here to do a job. They understand what that means. They got on the bus this morning at 7:30. They had to pack up all their own costumes and wigs and shoes, make sure it was all there. It's a rigorous process to go on tour, and they have the time of their life doing it here. And you can separate the cast by those that have been to Big Fork and those that have not. So it's something that they all love to do, and we are so lucky to be here. The community supports us unlike any other community, so it's really, really a gift.
Give us a sneak preview of what we might see.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of special effects. The characters are colorful, fairy tale characters that are talking about how it's okay to be unique and to be your own person. To be a little bit weird is okay in the land of Shrek. And there's some wonderful, heartwarming moments about what it's like to come into who you are as a human. And the character Shrek personifies a guy who everybody said they were afraid of and said was ugly and said was a hideous beast, is what they call him. And in the end, he figures out, you know what, that's who I am, and I got to love myself. Hmm. And those are messages we want all kids to hear.
Give us a sneak preview of what it's like backstage.
Well, to be honest with you, we have adults backstage who are constantly moving scenery and running fly lines and changing from green. Some of them have to change from green to not green to green several times in the show. So it's a little chaotic, but it's all well choreographed, and it's a well-oiled machine back there. And we're just looking so forward to it tonight.
So, Sandy, say I'm one of the students in the play, and I come to you right before, and I'm just nervous. I have stage fright. I don't know if I can do it. What would you tell me?
I always tell them, you shouldn't be nervous. You should be excited. Those are two vastly different energies. Excitement will catapult you forward. Nervousness will hold you back. And we talk a lot about that. I feel like if they're nervous, I haven't done my job. Okay. If they're excited, I've done my job well.
Are tickets still available?
There are tickets available, but please don't wait.
Okay.
I would suggest coming early to get a ticket. It is general admission seating, but there is not a bad seat in this show or in this theater, so please come. They have had several sold-out performances in the past, so don't wait. Buy your tickets now.
Why do you like Big Fork so much?
You know, Big Fork has a special place in my heart because I have a number of friends here, but also because there is no more welcoming community than Big Fork. When I walk in to the school that I've taught at several times, this is my third trip to Big Fork. I did two different residencies up here during the school year. I feel welcomed. I feel appreciated. The community rallies around our young people in a way that's what keeps them wanting to come back. It's a really lovely, lovely community, and we're just fortunate to be a part of it. I feel at home up here.
That's Sandy Boren Barrett. You can see Shrek the Musical at the Edge Center for the Arts in Big Fork tonight, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, or Sunday afternoon at 2. Sandy, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, and come on down and see the show.
Area Voices, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.